The dispute over the Affordable Care Act has become a deeper argument over how Congress should function or whether it functions at all. Joining us live from Capitol Hill is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, we knew this day would come, or did we?
Well, we had a pretty good idea. There were several off-ramps built into this process all along, John. There were off-ramps up until 11:59 last night, but members of Congress and the leadership chose not to take them, so here we are.
What's going to happen today? What do we see unfolding over the next 8 to 10 hours?
You see standoff. What this is about now, look, government shutdowns are important to federal employees, of course, who are furloughed, who aren't getting paid, who can't go to work.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, of course, it is. In context, a government shutdown is primarily a political event, especially viewed in context of something that might happen later, like the debt limit, which is coming up. And so what you're going to see today, I'm sorry to say, is a lot of blame. Once a government shutdown happens, it becomes really important to make sure the other guy gets blamed for it. And to the extent that you see members of Congress, leaders on either side, going in front of cameras or on radio mics to talk about shutdown, it's important that they're not blamed for it, that it's the other guy shutdown. So get ready for that. Hey, I'll give you an example. How about Minority Leader of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, just last night, as the clock ticked just minutes before a shutdown off the House floor. Listen to Nancy Pelosi.
You do not use the threat of shutting down government to try to advance your policy agenda. That's just not the way it works. And that's what is called irresponsible. And that is why this is the Tea Party government shutdown.
And that's the issue here. This is a debate about how government should function, and this use of the continuing resolution, Pelosi's had it up to here with that.
She has. And so then the question starts to become, if this is a political event, which it is, proximal risks of a shutdown. One side gets blamed. The polling says Republicans get blamed for this, for being the cause of the shutdown. Okay. But what about later on? There's no election tomorrow. The election is next November. The question becomes, all right, Republicans, you might be aware that you're going to get blamed now, but do you really think this hurts you in 2014? This is interesting. I want to play a couple guys here real quick. Listen to Lindsey Graham, who we all know from South Carolina,
sure,
sort of talking about the interplay between the Affordable Care Act and a shutdown.
It depends on how this plays out in the average person's mind. We won't get punished for trying to fight the good fight against a bad idea. If it turns out to be a good idea, then we'll be in trouble.
And that's where the White House wins. I mean, the ACA goes into effect today. There's going to be some evidence on that test that Lindsey Graham is talking about in a very few weeks.
The White House is worried, John, that with inevitable enrollment glitches and getting a giant bureaucracy, a big act like the Affordable Care Act up and running, that there will be glitches. They know Republicans are poised to capitalize on every single one. Republicans, on the other hand, are worried that if it goes well, hey, this is a giant entitlement. This is benefits. People like benefits. People who weren't getting coverage like getting coverage. And all of the glitches and computer problems and headaches that they experience in October 1st of 2013 will be forgotten by Election Day. And as Lindsey Graham says, nothing succeeds like success. Both sides are worried about the success or failure, depending on where they sit on this.
It's just shocking we're back to 1995. And I feel like talking to Monica Lewinsky. I mean, it's just such a deja vu situation here. When could this be over, if at all?
John, we really don't have any indication of that. We are in a stalemate. Leaving Capitol Hill at about 1 a.m. this morning, I saw some senior staffers on the steps, and I said, guys, game plan, what's next? Body language, John, hands in pockets. These were Democrats saying, we got nothing. Look, the clean CR, the continuing resolution, remains the pending business in the House. Harry Reid's not kidding. John Boehner has to pass that. We're not going to conference. We're not doing any gimmicks. That's the one that we know has the votes. He can pass it, and so we're sitting here.
From Capitol Hill, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet, John.